Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 457 for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed Thursday morning, retreating from earlier losses when the market was playing catch-up with the Chicago Soy Complex as it moved lower Wednesday when Canadian markets were closed for Canada Day. Canola values were anywhere from a dollar lower to a dollar higher. November was down 80 cents at $535.30 per ton. Profit taking on Tuesday's sharp advances was also weighing on the market, as was the large global oilseed supply situation. On the other side, ongoing worries about weather-related production problems in Western Canada were supportive, as supplies are expected to be on the very tight side. The sharp downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also underpinning prices as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line as traders evened positions ahead of the long weekend. U.S. markets will close early today and won't be open on Friday as they observe Independence Day. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 5 cents lower to 3 cents higher. The November contract down 2.5 cents at $10.27 per bushel. Follow-through selling on Wednesday's losses as traders continued to book profits on recent gains weighed on prices. Forecasts calling for improving weather in the U.S. Midwest were also bearish as it will help dry up some waterlogged fields. Signs of slowing export demand for soybeans were also bearish, though ongoing worries about the damage already done by recent wet weather were supportive. Corn futures were up slightly, supported by recent estimates showing U.S. corn acreage was smaller than expected. Values were anywhere from steady to 2 cents higher, December up 1.5 cents at $4.33 per bushel. Positive export demand was also bullish as the USDA's weekly report showed export sales at the high end of expectations. However, forecasts calling for beneficial drier weather in the U.S. Midwest over the weekend limited the gains, as did spillover selling from the losses seen in wheat. Chicago wheat futures were softer as traders followed through on Wednesday's sell-off. Values were anywhere from 6 to 9 cents lower, December down 6.5 cents at $5.90 a bushel. Forecasts calling for drier weather in the U.S. over the weekend further undermine values, as it will allow farmers to ramp up harvest activities. Strength in the U.S. dollar index was also bearish, as it made U.S. wheat less attractive on the export market. However, recent weather may have already reduced the quality of the U.S. winter wheat crop, which was providing some support. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields.